Where silence reigns, all is calm and bright. Quote, where words fail, music speaks. Hans Christian Andersen said that. That seems true, Hans. The opposite also seems true. What's that about? In other words, one might say, where words fail, music speaks. Where music fails, words sing. Where silence reigns, all is calm and bright. The world is so full of highly pumped sound, over-the-top words, whispers corrupted into shouts, noise filling every possible solitude, so full, so loud, so chock-full. Do you recall what non-sound sounds like? Did you ever listen to the quiet? Do you long for a cone of silence to descend over you once in a while? Would you like to spend an hour inside a bubble of solitude? Some will say, yes, bring me a reflective, soundless interval, away from everything that is being pushed at me. Make me a non-consumer for an hour. Pretend I'm not anywhere you can get at me for a while. Eventually, I may return to you, refreshed and invigorated. Others will say, what are you talking about? Who wants to spend 1 minute without music and commercials and texting and tweeting and continuous conversation and television talk and unreality shows? Who wants to be bored? Silence is disturbing. Still others say, there is no solution. Sequential, aggressive, repetitive sound is everywhere and impossible to escape. Everybody embraces it, so it must be right. And those who are up to the brim will say, there is a solution. I can take charge any time I wish. I can stop abruptly, pull the plug, remove the batteries, throw the circuit breaker, run and hide from the wordy and the wired, close my eyes to the horror-sayers and vulgarians, resist the temptation to see and hear the next thing up. Looks like three alternatives are presenting themselves to us. Ready to choose? What's behind option number one, or two, or three? And am I prepared to open the door and take the consequences? Here I go.